This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you so much for listening to our show today. Jack Fritz, it's Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So that is Ike Reese right there. I'm hey. Spike Eskin. And our third is usually Jack Fritz. Jack is not here. Fran is sitting in for him. Because Jack and his lovely wife Jill had a new child, what, 2 months ago? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Sutton!
And Sutton was born a couple months ago. He took 1 week of paternity leave.
Sutton Baker. Yes, right.
Took 1 week. Very baseball name, by the way. Very baseball name. Took 1 week of maternity leave right after the regular season. Is taking another week of maternity leave now. Now, when we didn't have Jack last time, you know, artificial intelligence is getting better and better and better and better. So what we were able to do is feed everything we know about Jack into the AI program, and it spit out basically a Jack that will talk back to us as Jack, but 100% honest. So this honest Jack cannot lie. So honest Jack heard some of the show yesterday and heard me talking about regular Jack blocking me on Twitter. So Honest Jack wanted to do the top five at five today to clear up maybe some things. So Honest Jack is with us. Hey, Honest Jack.
Hey, Ike.
Hey, Honest Jack.
Honest Jack, I said hello. Oh, okay. I get it. He has me blocked on Twitter, and Honest Jack is not going to talk to me on the show, even though we have a three-person show. All right, I got it. Let's get to the top five anyway.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Alike, since it's been a source of content for the show, which I am clearly creating while at home on my Phillies break, I figured I'd do the top five reasons I block Spike on Twitter.
Honest Jack, did you just call it, it's supposed to be paternity leave, did you just call it a Phillies break? Okay. He's doing it again. Ike, can you ask him why he called it a Phillies break, please?
Honest Jack, come on, man. Why did you call this a Phillies break instead of paternity leave?
Ike, the only host on this show besides me, I cannot tell a lie. I'm Honest Jack, not regular Jack. And since I have to be truthful, I'll just tell you, I did not take this week off to be a father. I took this week off to soak up the thirst of the start of Phil's season. So here we go. The top five reasons I blocked Spike on Twitter.
Right.
Honestly, number five, did you see the new Bryce photos at spring training? I'll be honest because I have to. He's looking beefy and handsome. Mommy tells me I'm the hottest boy, but I think Bryce is.
Okay. Honest Jack. That is, and I know you're being honest, but that is not a reason you blocked me on Twitter, Bryce Harper being hot.
Number four. Okay. When I was a kid, Mommy and Daddy told me I was the tallest, I was the smartest, and I was the funniest boy. The only boy. I'm still the only boy. The WIP Afternoon Show with Fritz, Jack, and Fritz.
Okay. Ike, you didn't even make it into the show name.
Wow.
Also, that has nothing to do with why you blocked me on Twitter, Honest Jack.
Number three on Honest Jack's reasons. Okay. I blocked Spike on Twitter. And it's true because I can't lie. Honest Jack's seed is strong. Honest Jack doesn't take Blue Chew. Blue Chew takes on Honest Jack. We're popping out kids like a factory over here.
Okay. That's not even what Blue Chew does. And none of this, Honest Jack, has anything to do with why you blocked me on Twitter.
Ike, I hope you're enjoying this. Being that you and Fran over there are the only ones I'm talking to.
Wow, me and Franny. I gotta tell you, Honest Jack, I really am enjoying this. It's pretty good.
Number two, on the top five reasons I blocked Spike on Twitter. I don't even know what paternity leave is, if I'm being honest, which I have to because I'm Honest Jack. When you have a baby, your wife does everything for the baby. Your mom cuts the lawn. Your dad turns the lights on and off when you walk into a room. Why would a father have to take time off after he has a baby? That's why you have a baby right around spring training, so you can look at pictures of the guys on Twitter.
Okay. Wow. Well, he is honest. At least he's being honest. Let's wrap it up, Honest Jack.
Never. Do you see how we're popping out kids over here?
All right. So I guess you do hear me then.
And the number one reason I blocked Spike on Twitter, Jalen Hurts isn't elite. He's not even a top 15 quarterback in the NFL. He's not even the best quarterback on the Eagles. I didn't enjoy that Eagles Super Bowl win for 1 second. Truthfully, which I always am, I stay up late at night crying, thinking about ways I can improve the Detroit Lions or the Commanders or the Chiefs or someone to beat the Eagles.
Oh, wow.
Please lose in free Honest Jack.
Are we done here?
All right, guys, we're done here. I'm the first person to say that. Got to go record my fourth High Hopes podcast of the day. Honest Jack, out.
Oh, wow. There he is.
Wow. Well,
now we know the truth.
I don't know if we wanted to know the truth, but yes. Yeah, Honest Jack. I tell you, that sounds like Jack, honestly.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, how about let's wrap this up? And he says, never. Do you see we're popping kids out over here?
Popping kids out over here.
Honest Jack doesn't take Blue Chew. Blue Chew takes Honest Jack. That's what he said.
Good line there, Honest Jack.
Well, good job, Honest Jack. I can't wait till we get the real Jack back. But until then, Honest Jack, it's good to know what Honest Jack is really thinking. Though we did not get any of the reason why he blocked me on Twitter. He wouldn't even acknowledge me.
Mm-mm.
Unbelievable.
A lot of Phillies there, though.
A lot of Phillies. A lot of look at the pictures of the guys. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through the end of February. Get 40% off all windows and doors until the end of February, as I said. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GoGUIDA.com. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, A?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What up, A?
Yo, right, this is what I wanted to say. When AJ Brown made that post, right?
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about it. My homie is a Chiefs fan. We've been going back and forth every football season. You know, throughout the year, we're peaceful. As soon as football season starts, we're going back and forth. And he dropped that picture of it. I read it. First thing I said was, what's the issue? This is how I looked at it and I said, just like this. How he feels is, I'm a champion. I woke up, I'm a champion. But what's next?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, look at it like this. You get married. You're on your honeymoon. You come home. You're still married. But you've been with her for 7 years already. Mm-hmm. It's now just another day. And that's how I looked at it. And I said, people are too much online. And when you're too much online, your first inclination is to say things to get people to react to what you just said. Mm-hmm. And you may not even believe what you just said. Like, mm-hmm. AJ Brown to me is happy. He just says things and you don't think him all the way through. Don't get all up in your feelings, you fans. AJ Brown is good, but moving on from that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Can I just ask you on that? I don't think it's like getting married and coming home. Let's put it this way. I understand where he's coming from, but I also understand it was 2 days after the Super Bowl, and I understand why people reacted the way that they reacted. It's 2 days after the Super Bowl, and the first public thing he says is winning the Super Bowl. And again, I want to be clear, pro AJ here, but also understand why people reacted the way that he did. The first post he had was, winning the Super Bowl wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. I'm only happy when I'm dominating. Like, you can't, you, When he spoke about it on the podcast, I understood where he was coming from. But you also have to understand that the city and your teammates are in a state of joy. Mm-hmm. And saying that at that point, you have to understand why it would resonate the way that it did with people.
Or at least confuse some
people.
Confuse some people.
And also, last thing, Aaron, I actually don't think people made that big a deal out of it, to be honest with you.
No.
I think that's where the online thing comes in. Maybe he saw 1,000 bad responses on Instagram, but in real life, like, I think we barely talked about it.
Yeah, we barely talked about it.
Yep. No one brought it up to me when I was walking around outside. Like, I think it was a very, and that's your point with being, I think, too online. It was one of these things that I think just happened on the internet and wasn't a real thing.
I look at AJ, because maybe I see myself in AJ. Mm-hmm. It's like what's next? What's next? I did this. What's the next chapter? Because my career did not end today. What am I going to do to better myself? Because Jalen Hurts didn't speak on it, but what happened in 2022 fueled him. And I keep saying, I hope people keep doubting him, because he acts like he reads everything. And he hears everything. And I hope people keep doubting him, because he's going to be fueled by the doubt that can...
But you know what he never does? He never goes to Twitter and tweet anything.
Yeah, that's maturity. AJ Brown didn't reach that level yet. And that's okay. But it comes with wide receivers. They just don't reach that type of maturity that, you know.
Yep.
But, Spike, you have long had a vendetta against Allen Iverson. You always poo-poo his season. Listen,
I did not. I'm just honest about them. I do not have a thing against Iverson. That's not true.
That is the best season of any athlete. In how many years, you said?
50.
That's the best. You, and this is why I would tell you why. I spoke to the drama that was going on before the season. Didn't we end last season with a whole bunch of drama? So we were coming into the season hoping
the
drama was gone.
Yeah.
And someone said, you know what? I'm gonna take this team, and I'm gonna drag it. And that's what Iverson did. Being a young kid and seeing what Iverson did and going toe-to-toe with two of the top eight players, two of the top eight players of all time.
Toe-to-toe, you know, they lost 4-1.
But because Allen Iverson didn't have no hope. No one else on this team scored.
Do you know why Allen Iverson did not? No, see, but this is the truth. The truth is
in
that
the Olympics, he played different than the Olympics. So if you play Tyler Brown,
but that's different. No. The Olympics is different. Everybody has to play different in the Olympics. The truth is that the reason that team was built the way it was built is because that is the way to build around Iverson. Like, they put players around him who did not need the ball because they knew Allen Iverson wanted to dominate the ball. In fact, it's actually kind of similar to what happens now with Luka and James Harden, and now they're all better passers than Iverson was. But the team existed the way the team existed because of who Allen Iverson was. And don't forget, it's not, he didn't have bums on that team. It's not like the team that LeBron took, the Cavs team that LeBron took to the finals when he was like 20 years old or whatever. He had a Hall of Famer at center. He had Aaron McKee on that team, who was a really good player. Like, that team was not... That was not an empty team.
Eddie,
it was
just, Snow.
It was, yeah. It was,
what's up with Eric Snow?
Well, it was a team built around Iverson. Like, that's why that team existed.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you this.
Yeah.
So Allen Iverson drafted in '96. Tim Duncan drafted in '97. If somehow we got Tim Duncan, you don't think Allen Iverson would have scaled back his game just a tad bit because you realize we have another dominant offensive player on this team?
Nope.
You don't think?
Nope.
But Kobe was able to do that. But Iverson couldn't do that?
How long did AI
would have been able to do it with Tim. You don't think he would have been able to modify his game with Tim Duncan?
Can you imagine Tim Duncan?
Yeah, he gets Tim Duncan.
By the way, imagine Tim Duncan, who I'm not like the hugest fan of in the world, but is the example of hard work, dedication, and he has a guy who doesn't want
to
practice, late all the time, drinking all the time. Like, you think that those two guys are going to end up as a positive thing? Allen Iverson needed that was a fantastic season, but he needed an entire team that was deferential to him, who wasn't going to question what he did. That's why that team was built that way. I just don't think
Over time, I think in his second year, if you give him another top player in the second year, he would have been a different type of player.
I would have liked to have seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't give a kid structure, what are you going to be as an adult? A stupid adult. you got to give people structure. I think if you gave Allen Iverson structure early in his career, he would have had a different career. But eventually, this is how I believe. This is what I believe. To this day,
he doesn't show up to stuff on time. He's like 50 years old.
Hold on. We can't slander Bubba Chuck.
I'm just saying, this whole thing where...
We done turned this into a negative thing for AI.
No, it's just it was a great season. I had it four. I had it four or three. That's all. And by the way, all the other three guys that we're talking about won championships. Yeah. And the other two also won the MVP. And the other two also won the MVP of the finals and the World Series. I having it three or four is... But I'm just... honest about what it was. Everybody wants to look back on the Iverson era and make pretend that the entire thing was just like happy the entire time and we loved him. Half the city wanted him gone when they traded him.
Hold on, Spike. Let's be real about the situation. You know I love you. Let's be real about the situation. Certain people didn't want him around, but the people that grew up, the people that's from the hood, loved Allen Iverson.
Stop.
We didn't want him gone.
Stop.
We did not want... It's the truth. We didn't want him going.
Yeah, his delegation did want him here now.
Yep. Aaron.
Being a barbershop, what person have got to do with me? He gets buckets. That's all we cared about. He gets buckets. We didn't care about his personal
life. He would have been... If he took his off-the-court stuff, his body, his game, as much as he cared about what it was like during those 48 minutes, if he cared about that other stuff, he would have been one of the 5 to 7 greatest players of all time. He would have been. He essentially, as great as he was and as great as that season was, his talent was wasted because of how he approached the game.
He averaged 25 points 10 years in a row.
That's great. And he still wasted he's still not one of the 5 or 7 best players of all time. He still didn't win a championship.
But no one under 6 feet is a top 5 player. Maybe you could make an argument for Steph, but he's a legit 6'2", 6'3".
Steph's barely in the top 10, man. He's like,
You said that. Yep. So what small player can make an argument? Basketball's a big man.
Allen Iverson's problem wasn't that he was small. It's that he didn't take his life seriously enough. He was out of shape constantly. He was drinking constantly. He didn't show up to practice constantly. This was a constant thing, Aaron. It's like, if you're the best player. This is the same problem with Joel. You can be all talented.
Minus the partying.
you can be the greatest player and all of these things. But if you're the best player in the NBA, you have to be a leader. They look to you. You have to set the example. Joel has never set the example. So all the injury stuff aside and all those things, he never took the outside of the game seriously enough to be a guy that could lead a team to a championship. And Allen suffered in a different way from the same problem that Joel suffered from. He just thought it was good enough to show up and be better than everybody else. And it isn't.
It worked for him, but that's not how because everyone now has Mamba mentality, but no one's Kobe Bryant on the court for some odd reason. But it worked for him, and we always want people to be themselves until they're themselves. No. I don't like you as yourself, but that's okay. But you know what, Spike?
Yeah.
Whenever you do these topics,
yeah,
you throw out something, and then whatever else throws out, so you're like, nah, I don't know about that. How does Nike have a second or LL Cool J? But you said John Travolta, who's always been an actor. He did Grease in the 70s. He did big movies.
In the 70s, when did Pulp Fiction come out? Like 1993.
But Saturday Night Fever was a big hit in the 70s.
Yes, my point was, and by the way, I haven't done it. If you Google John Travolta second act, I bet there's a headline there that Quentin Tarantino gave John Travolta a second act. Snoop never went away. John Travolta's career was dead.
Snoop did go away.
He did not.
He did.
Well, it was a large stretch after he left No Limit Records.
Yeah.
No, but he was not around in the early 2000s. It was 50 Cent, Eminem. There was no Snoop Dogg. Then he came back out in the late 2000s, and now he became Snoop Lion. But that's okay.
All right.
But listen, my second act.
Yeah.
It's Tupac. You know he's down there somewhere in Cuba.
Ooh, I like that. Pop, come on.
We're talking about as an actor?
Yeah.
That was, but it was while he was a rapper.
Yeah, but he had a second act, though. He was an actor, too, though.
Fran?
Yeah, he was a rapper, then he became an actor.
Yeah.
It's just weird because he did it while he was rapping.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
He was a great actor.
I agree.
Second act.
He legitimately has the best... He legitimately has the best role in Hood Cinematics as Bishop.
Talk to me.
Well, I agree. I know all the words to that movie. I love Bishop.
He's legitimately the best role. And yeah. He's the greatest. So you have the best role in all Hood Cinematics, and you are the greatest rapper of all time. Mm. Come on now.
Oh, man.
All right.
Good call, Aaron.
Good call, Aaron. Don't make me question too bad. Aaron's all over me on that call. Oh, my God. I hated that call. I love Aaron, but I hated that call. It forced me into an Iverson thing. I had him third. Yeah. Third or fourth.
I wanted to get you out of that Tupac thing before you started slandering him.
Well, you know I love Tupac. Tupac's my favorite rapper of all time. Just don't think he had a second act. I don't think Bo Jackson had a second act because he played baseball and football, you know? Raji and Philly, you're on WIP.
You should have defined what a second act was.
Everybody knows. You started this whole problem with the Travolta thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yo, man. Great listening to you guys. I don't know if I can beat that last call, but damn, man. I just gotta say, I think you missed one of the top fives. Another point with Jack. I think he's working with Steve Cohen, man, because that Steve Cohen Trey Turner thing was kind of. I don't know, man. I think he's getting some side money from the New York media or something.
New York media.
By the way, Raji, just hang on 1 second. This is a title from the New York Times in 1995. New York Times, Martin Amis, John Travolta's second act. All right. I'm sorry, Raji.
Get it out, man. Get it out, man.
Go ahead.
No, man. Back to that. I mean, I thought AI, you said all these flaws about AI, and I agree. And, I mean, I'll call you later another time about Tim Duncan versus Kobe because Tim's my favorite. But
that's my favorite argument because I like Tim Duncan, but I think we go a little over top with Tim Duncan.
I agree with that.
Man, I think he made Popovich's career because without Duncan, Popovich ain't doing shit. But I just want to say something though. I got a good second act, but I just wanted your opinions because you guys are talking about like, do you think the NBA is running into an issue because you guys are talking about Landon Dickerson and all of our players playing through injuries and like with what's going on in the NBA, do you think it'll change their contract negotiations or how they approach contracts moving forward with the disconnect with the fans?
Do they have a new CBA coming up?
Well, so the problem is, it's in like 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Here's the issue with without going too deep. They just signed this giant TV deal for the next 10 years, which is basically going to make the cap go up every year. So the issue is that when money's coming in, even if the sport is getting less popular, it's the league has a hard time doing anything about it because it doesn't hurt the players financially. It doesn't hurt anybody financially. The issue is going to be with the NBA, and you can just feel that people care less. I don't even know how to explain it. You know, people ask me, I put away ratings. I can tell you that when 25 years ago, people watched the NBA All-Star Game.
Hand up right here.
Nobody watches it now. Yeah. And somebody will say, well, that's every All-Star Game. It's not. People watch the baseball All-Star Game. They care.
Yep.
The Pro Bowl was always
junk. We don't watch the Pro Bowl. Yeah.
They never watch the Pro Bowl. So I just think like... what's going to end up happening if they don't do something about it? And I don't think it's just the
10
players.
10 years ago, we watched the NBA All-Star game. Yeah.
I don't think it's just the players. I think the teams feed into this. I think the organizations feed into this.
Yeah.
They're going to wake up in 10 years, and they're not going to be the third biggest sport anymore.
Yeah.
It's just what's going to happen. And I don't know how it's going to happen, but they're just going to look and they say, oh, we have all this money coming in. But they're losing like relevance and they're losing regular people. You can't, you look at last thing, you look at any NBA game and you look at the injury report for the game. Like, dude, it can't be seven players on each team. They're only playing basketball.
And I think that's why AI gets a lot of credit because he played through injuries. He got roughed up. He was drinking all night, still balling out, like unlike our stars now. So I appreciate the NBA because I'm not spending any money. I'm saving my money now. But So, but with my second act, this guy came on your studio, but you know, and he was in Major Figures, and then he came back. Gilly, Derby, Gilly.
How about that? Gilly with a second act.
Now, Gilly does have a great second act as a podcaster.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's a great killing. That's a great one right there.
Podcasts were made for second acts, by the
way. Seriously. Yeah. No, you're right.
Yep.
It's brought a few people out. And actually, it's great because I like the Cam and Mace podcast. I don't even listen to podcasts, but I see them always on the on my timeline.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so it's
you remember when I was listening to Cam and Mace?
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. We didn't even bring that to the air.
In the hub?
Yeah, Fritz was here. He probably would have found a way to bring that to the air.
Yeah.
He did not, but that was awesome. Yeah, I love the podcast for some of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Personalities.
My wife listened to the podcast with Pam and Angela from The Office.
Okay.
They do a podcast that's so big. We went to see them. They filled out a whole theater in New York.
That's
a second act, man.
Yeah, some of these podcasts are huge.
Yes.
No, you're right.
So ESPN,
Gilly, that is a great second act.
Yep. ESPN had 13 experts pick who's going to win the Super Bowl next year. And coming up next, how many do you think picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl?
Out of 13?
Yeah.
7?
I will tell you what the number is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of the game or you want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now's the perfect time to join. And if you're new to FanDuel, guess what? Customers get started with $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to join today. That's FanDuel.com/Ike for your shot at $150 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIB Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We got a four-person sing-along there. Got me, Ike. Fran.
It's like the four tops.
And TK had his headphones on. Yes.
Yeah.
Though yesterday was legendary in how bad it was.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah.
Fran, why are you holding the phone up?
Oh, so you can see the lyrics.
Man, look, lyrics.
Dude.
What do you want me to do? I got to memorize them?
Yeah, that's what I want you to
You're
do.
You're probably right.
You only do it every day at 5:30.
All right, well, it's twice now. So third time. Third time's a charm. I'll memorize them.
We do it every day at 5:30. You're not listening?
Of course I am.
Well, you said you sing it around the house. What are you singing?
Yeah, like the chorus.
That's the chorus.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
I'm tired of him.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I look at him, he got the phone, and I know he's reading lyrics. I'm like, we're not singing the whole song.
Right,
not,
yes.
Well, I got to the part there you were singing.
It's only two lines, man.
We've been doing it for like 7 months.
I'm bad with memorizing lyrics,
by the
way.
You're the best, man. Yeah. You're the best.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Final check in there. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Where does Saquon Barkley's 2024 season set in Philadelphia history for all individual seasons? We're going back 50 years. 72.8% say it is number one. 25.7% say it is between 2 and 4, and then the remaining 1.5% say lower than that.
So, meanwhile, I'll put him in the Eagles Hall of Fame in 1 year.
1 year, yeah. Well, you do have a point. If Nick Foles gets in
hey,
for
man.
1 year,
hey.
So there's two seasons I want to bring up before we go back to the phones that we haven't discussed yet. One is Ryan Howard's 06 season. Now, the Phillies do not make the playoffs that year.
But man.
But Ryan Howard hits 313, 58 home runs,
I believe, yeah.
And 149 RBI, which is it's the launch year really for the Phillies that we would come to know from that era. So,
yeah, that MVP, right?
Yes.
That's MVP season, yeah. Yeah, that was man, I remember just every night it was a Ryan Howard home run. It seemed like just seemed like it was a home run every night.
Yeah. Now it's wild because when you look at his final career stats, you're like, oh, he's not even close to a Hall of Famer. I think he had 200 some home runs, but in that
he had like a 4 or 5 year run there where talking about the slugger.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was. Remember we used to have the conversations about him and Albert Pujols.
Right. Yes.
That's first baseman, you know, when Ryan was on that tear.
And then he became the contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Ricky Writer mentioned that Embiid is about to become
the contract.
The contract.
Yep. The extension.
Same thing. Yep. Yeah. The Ryan Howard. The same thing. And the other season, 07, J Roll. That is when he was MVP. It is the team to beat thing that year. 30 home runs, 41 stolen bases. I don't think it is in competition.
20 triples.
I don't think that season is in competition for number one. I think you can make an argument for Ryan Howard, but a great individual season from J.
MVP season.
Yep.
That seems to always get, underserved.
J. Roll, yes.
Yeah, and I got a feeling why I know why people do it. Because most people that are Chase Utley fans feels like that was Chase Utley's MVP to have.
Yep.
And he got injured.
Yep.
Right? So it's almost like J-Roll's season doesn't get celebrated like it should get celebrated.
The only time that Jack will really fight back against you is the J-Roll Chase Utley
thing. And that's why I do it with him, yeah.
And when I see it happening, I'm like, ooh. Like, I just rub my hands together. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to sit back for a little while.
Yeah, he's the guy I'm talking about when I say he tries to suppress that year of J-Roll's because he feels like it's Chase Utley's year.
He loves Chase Utley.
He does.
Yeah.
I wonder who does he love more, Chase Utley or Doc? He loved Doc, too.
Right, and he loves Bryce.
Yeah, well, yeah, Bryce. I think Bryce surpasses those.
Because he said hi to him.
Yeah. Well, is that what it is? Huh. Yeah, because Chase may not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Bryce may be at the top of his list now.
Yeah.
He's a big Chase guy, though.
You see, we were talking with our program director, Rod Lakin, about a lie detector day for this year, which we'll do again, which was a huge success last year.
Yeah.
I would like to put Jack, I'm willing to go under the lie detector desk if Jack goes under the lie detector.
I think we have to. I think we have to go under, and I'm putting myself under.
Okay.
So, like, if there are burning questions, obviously nothing personal or anything of that nature, but sports topics that we want to talk about and find out whether or not we're being truthful about them, I think we should go under.
Yes, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think was Jack really happy when the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
Wouldn't that be great to find out?
Yes. Do I actually think Jalen's elite? I'm just covering
it.
Or am I doing it for clicks? Ask me the question.
Well, that's the one you would ask me.
Yes.
Yeah, does Ike really think Jalen is elite?
Yeah. We'd see an Ike-sized hole on the side of the building after that one. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland. You're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
What's up? Hey, Mr. Reese.
Yes, sir.
I woke up to the same thing I heard in the afternoon yesterday. Stewardess Jim complaining about you.
You woke up again?
He did it again?
Oh, my God. He was on what you call it, overnight, and he was
He was on with John Johnson?
John Johnson.
The what is this guy?
The tray table got up, the broken glass.
With the same, he gave the same spiel again?
Oh, the same thing. Is he the guy that, like, does something for you, and then if you don't thank him 40,000 times, then he, like, just bashes you?
Bro, they like, did thank him on the air.
Did thank
they made him Cowboy Jim again. They told me I couldn't call him Stewardess Jim, even though that's a great name.
He's definitely back to Stewardess Jim now. Yeah, he's definitely back.
Oh, my gosh, dude. like, we get it. You upgraded him. It's so awesome.
By the way, check this out, Gary. It's not like he upgraded us on a full flight. It was literally and I'm not even exaggerating, 12 people on the flight that it must have held.
Dude, everyone could have sat in first class. 100 and some people on that
flight. Yeah, everybody could have sat in first class.
It didn't cost him anything.
Exactly. It was 12 people on the flight.
Like, let's
relax. Are there family members that you have to thank or other people? Or do you have to get them something back? Like, is there a...
Such a whiner. This is because I put them on hold a lot. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Not enough.
Yeah. What do you think on Saquon, Gary?
Saquon, I think if you look at like Saquon, I think he'll be like a Derrick Henry who will work hard and we'll have another season like this. And I think he's definitely on his way now that he's behind that line. Mm-hmm. I just wish Joel Embiid would put that kind of effort into the offseason and himself.
Yeah, I think it's too late, honestly, for Joel. I actually do. I just think his, you know, the injuries may have always stopped him from doing what he could have done. That's absolutely for sure. But he made it so much harder on himself, and now his body is in a position where it just seems like, I suppose it's possible at some point his knee might correct itself. That's what they think is going to happen, but it's most likely it won't happen. And he is just it's a wasted opportunity. And we will, in 10 years, maybe we'll look back and remember how good he was for that 5-year stretch. Because if you look at it, it's kind of crazy. Even last year when he only played 39 games, if he stayed healthy, he might have won MVP again. But we'll look at it at some point, but it's a wasted opportunity. I don't think he's 30 years old. His body is falling apart. You know, it's a bummer, but I don't think it might not have had it in him. You know,
it is such a shame. It's just like a guy you want to get behind, but then you just,
it makes you feel dumb when you get behind him. You know,
talking about Ryan Howard and the end of his career, I actually never saw him hurt his Achilles. I literally, he hit the ball, I shut the TV off, threw the remote, went upstairs, and they're talking about,
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that moment.
Yeah, that was game 6 in LCS, right? Was it game 5? Oh, yeah, that's right, he didn't tear his Achilles.
Yes.
No, I'm mixing the two up. Against San Francisco, he left the bat on his shoulder.
Right.
And struck out at the end.
Yes.
And then against the Cardinals is where he toured.
Yeah,
you're right. Yep.
All right, Gary. You have somebody who had a great second act?
So my guy was a councilman working for the local government and then paid for a hooker with a check and then ended up with the Jerry Springer Show.
Oh, Jerry Springer is a great one, Gary.
And check this out, Gary, and appreciate the call. It was the couple in there that he didn't mention, he said councilman, who eventually became the mayor.
Oh, really?
Of Cincinnati.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jerry Springer was the mayor of Cincinnati.
I didn't know he was the mayor,
yep,
too.
Yeah, I think he was the mayor. And here's the other thing. He was the lead anchor on NBC.
Really?
News anchor, yes. Evening news, Jerry Springer.
Well, he seems like somebody that Tornado Shapiro would have run with. Tornado will be back tomorrow with a weekend forecast, even though there's no game. He feels like a tornado guy.
I think Jerry Springer was the mayor.
I think he was too.
I throw stuff out there. So
yeah.
I'm from the city, but I knew him from the news. He used to do Jerry's commentary. The thing he did on the show, Jerry's commentary, started with the evening news. He used to do that at the end of the evening news.
Watch this. Is he alive?
I don't know if he's alive or not.
I
don't know. I thought you knew.
I didn't know.
I don't know if he's alive or not.
I think he is alive. I feel like I would have remembered him dying.
Right.
I don't remember him dying. But sometimes you remember guys who died that didn't die. So.
You know how many classes I missed at school?
Oh, watching that show?
Yeah, watching the Jerry Springer Show.
Legendary. Scott in Hatboro, you're on WIP. What's up, Scott?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Scott.
What's up, Scott?
Ike. Look, man, I play rugby, and on that opening kickoff, I channel my inner Ike Reese to go down there and lay somebody out, man.
There you go.
You've been my inspiration. You and Brian Dawkins, man.
That's a pretty good class. Me and Dawk.
This is great. You and Dawk.
What was your favorite Ike Reese play?
Which one? I mean, come on, pick them off.
There it is.
That's it.
That's
a better
for you,
answer
Jack.
Than we get most of the time. Yes.
That one's for you, Jack. I probably got to step in Jack's spot there.
No, listen. Man, you won 50 years on the Philadelphia season, single season record. Like Bernie Parent just missed that one. I mean, I think he's 73, 74 season is pretty pronounced. He's got 47 wins, less than 2.0 goals allowed average, like 93% save percentage. You took my Ryan Howard one. That was my lead-in. Ryan Howard, 2006. Those were big ones.
Well, I was waiting for a great Eric Lindros season. Because he was an MVP, right?
Yeah, Hart Trophy.
Yeah, so that was 94, I think, right?
Shortened season.
Right? I think it was 56 games. I think he had 70 points that year. And was that the year they played the Red Wings in the finals? No, they lost in the Eastern Conference Finals that year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's with some Jaromir Jagr.
Right.
That one.
Right.
Like, come on. That is great.
Yeah.
That is greatness. Look, not Saquon Barkley, though. I couldn't come up with one that's better than Saquon. This has been, like, unpronounced. Like, it is Saquon Barkley's city right now.
It really is, man. Yeah.
It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
I almost don't.
I want to hop over somebody backwards. I'm going to put my ass in the face. As much as I want to count on my egg grease, I want to Saquon Barkley somebody right now.
Yep.
I want to put somebody in the ground, but I also want to put jump over somebody backwards.
Yeah. That would be wild. Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, I'm 40, so
Who do you got? In honor of Charles Barkley's birthday, next question today, who had a great second act? Who do you got?
Spike, I agree with you. Actors can have a second act.
Thank you.
Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man.
Do you have any backup? Because somebody already said Robert Downey Jr.
I got you. I had to pick up my kids. I figured somebody was going to pick that one up.
Yep.
That's how I got Mickey Rourke. That's my backup.
Mickey Rourke is a good one as well.
Love the Wrestler.
That's a great flick.
Great movie.
Absolutely.
I might watch that tonight.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke. He was also in...
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm watching the Sixers tonight.
What was... And the hockey game.
Damn, I got a lot to watch tonight,
dude,
man.
I want to watch the hockey game so bad, and I got to watch this friggin' meaningless Sixers game and then talk about it for an hour.
PK Subban got me hyped up today to watch the hockey game. Oh, dude, he's been going off for 2 days straight.
Yep.
About the NHL and the NBA comparing the players who play, who lay it on the line versus the other league. I was like, man, I want to watch this tonight.
If you were in the crowd, would you boo during the Canadian anthem?
I would not, no.
Okay. Do you think it is a good or bad look if we do that?
I think it's a bad look.
Really? Even though the Canadians are doing it?
Oh, were they?
Oh, yeah, they're booing during the anthem. In Canada.
Oh, well, hell, if that's the case, then.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Now, if that's the case.
Now they're also saying.
We got to be the classy ones and don't boo.
They're saying, they're going, like, look, we're not booing the players. We're booing the fact that the president is saying that we should be the 51st state or whatever. Like, they're booing like that part of it.
Right.
But still, man.
But still.
He ain't on the ice.
Yeah. You can't be booing during the national anthem, man. Yeah. Where are they playing?
Boston.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're going to boo.
Yeah, they are going to boo.
They're going to boo. O Canada is a good song, too. I do like O Canada as a tune, you know? It's a great tune. O Canada, my home and native land.
Okay.
True patriot love. You don't know it? You don't know?
O Canada? I mean, I don't know the lyrics.
This dude doesn't even know our national anthem.
Right, right. That's a good point.
I can look at him and tell he doesn't know the national anthem.
You know what's funny? I'm going to karaoke tonight, too. So this.
Wow. Yeah. Fran going to karaoke tonight. You on a date?
Metal night karaoke.
Metal night.
Where's this? You can
Kung
say.
Kung Fu Necktie.
Oh, I've been there.
You going with the boys? Or you
going with some friends, yeah. Hey, friends, yeah.
I'm trying to make sure he's okay, man.
Yeah, we'll see him tomorrow, so we'll get an update. All right, so were you writing down the next question answers?
I don't believe so.
Oh, he was doing it.
Oh, okay.
He was doing it. So the winner today is Charles Barkley's 63rd birthday, who had a great second act. So we're looking for people who had a great second act. The winner gets a $150 gift card from Wild Fork Foods. Wild Fork Foods, your number one choice for high-quality meats and seafood without breaking the bank. Over 700 items in store and over 450 meat and seafood options online. Find Philadelphia area store locations at wildforkfoods.com, or you can shop online and get same-day shipping. What are some of the best ones, Fran?
I thought The Rock was good.
Rock is good. We got that one early.
Will Smith, the local one.
Yep.
Ronald Reagan.
I think is a really good one.
Ronald Reagan's a good one.
I think Foles is a really good one.
Mm, yes.
I think so. Yes. Foles, John Madden.
Madden was a good one.
Madden, yeah. LL Cool J.
You act like you've never said his name before.
No, I'm just
LL Cool J.
I was trying to mix up, you know, the uptalk, whatever you want to call it. I mean, Gilly. I thought Gilly was good too.
Yeah.
So
we had some other good ones, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a lot of good ones in there. We're not going to give it to Reagan because he said delegation wouldn't be happy.
Well,
though it is a good second act.
It's a great second act.
The Rock is really good.
Rock is good. Rock is good.
Gilly is also good.
Travolta. It's a good one.
Travolta.
Good one.
Yeah, but
you
I
sold
picked.
Me. You sold
okay,
me on
all right.
It.
Yeah. Was it the New York Times headline that said Travolta's
no,
second
because
act?
Because you badgered me to death.
Okay, all right.
I gave in.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. I'm going to say The Rock.
Yeah.
Unless we have a better one.
No, The Rock is great.
Who picked The Rock?
Our leadoff hitter.
Oh, Corey.
Corey Clovis. Yep.
Corey, there he goes. He can order online.
Check this out. Even with The Rock. And I didn't even notice until The Rock was well into his wrestling career and became popular. I didn't know The Rock had played at the University of Miami.
Miami, yes.
Yeah.
His dad did too, I think. Yep.
So I didn't know that until he was already well into his wrestling career.
I think he was the linebacker.
Yeah, or DN or something.
Yeah, maybe it's DN.
Yeah. No, he played with Warren Sapp and all those guys. But I didn't know that at the time.
Some Rohan Marley there at the same time, too.
Oh, yeah, Rohan Marley. Remember Rohan Marley?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, that's when Miami was Miami.
Yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers of Exton in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
That's enough lick-lipping talk for one day. Nick in Delaware.
Yeah. We didn't talk about it a lot, but there is no doubt that Yoshi watches LL Cool J and has done lick-lipping things like LL Cool J. There's zero chance that he hasn't done that. Zero chance. And he swears he wears a large t-shirt. Ain't no way, buddy. Kids large, maybe. Maybe it has an L on it. It came from the Baby Gap. That is not a large. You're strong. You're not that big. Like, come on. What's next?
Get this fraud off the air. Jack in Westchester.
Oh, yeah.
Is that for AI Jack?
Yes. He does, doesn't like
Honest
Jack.
Jack. Yes, honest Jack. Jack.
He doesn't
well,
like...
That's supposed to be real Jack.
Yes. That was real Jack. Not Honest Jack, but being honest. So, what's next?
Spike, you're literally wrong. John Travolta.
If John Travolta tells me he didn't have a second act, I would accept that. I would accept it from John Travolta. From nobody else, though. What is next?
So how many acts does Jack have when he comes back next week after he's taken his 10th week off already this year? Nick in Delaware.
Jack's only had one act, really.
Yep.
You know.
Well, he was a producer. Now he's a producer slash host.
He only has host written on his profile.
Oh, God. Oh, is that right?
That is right. I hadn't looked at the profile in a while. But since I got blocked, I had to do a little investigating.
He has host on the profile. Okay.
Just host. And,
not even co-host. Just host.
Just host. Doesn't have anybody else's name on it. What's next?
Sorry, fellas. Can't concentrate because of all the blue chews I've been taking. Yoshi in Brewery Town.
TK is next. Tom Kelly. Speak of the devil and blue chews. You know, now is when you start thinking about it, right? You're done work.
Yeah, TK.
You're going home.
Oh, you can't think about it.
No, not yet. Not yet, TK. You don't want that for 4 hours. Take it on your way home. Look, the greatest thing, there's so many great things about Blue Chew. First of all, they solve a problem for you. And that is your performance, maybe not as good as it used to be.
Right.
Maybe not as good as you want it to be.
We can all use a little enhancer.
Yes. Maybe not as good as your partner wants it to be. They don't want to tell you because it's going to hurt your feelings. So you're going to take it upon yourself to fix that issue.
That's right.
And so that's one of the great things about Blue Chew. And it's got the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Here's the other great thing. It's all online.
Mm-hmm.
So you just go to BlueChew.com, Mike.
Yeah.
No doctor's visit.
None whatsoever.
And because it's made right here in the USA, it's cheaper, but you don't have to go to the pharmacy either. They just ship it to you.
Mm.
in a discreet package.
That's the best part.
Oh, there's so many best parts, Ike. So many best hours of best parts. Make your best parts perform the way that you want them to.
Right.
And it's a chewable. It's Blue Chew. It's not a pill. So you don't have to worry about having water. I've said a million times, keep one in your wallet. If you don't have a wallet, keep one in your bag. Mm-hmm. Keep one in your car.
Yeah, so I keep mine.
So when you know all three places. So when you find out it's going to be time, you just pop one in. You're good to go, man.
Right. Always ready.
So, and there's nothing better than free. We all know that. And Blue Chew wants you to know that it works, right? So they're going to give you your first month free. You just go to BlueChew.com. You consult with one of the licensed medical providers. Very quick, very easy. They figure out what the right mix is for you. And then the package arrives in the mail. And then you
chew it.
He says it first.
You over there, quick as hell over there. Quick on the draw. Well, Blue Chew helps you not be quick on the draw.
Yeah, right? There
chew
you go.
Chew it and do it.
There you go.
Do it. Chew it.